This month, the U.S. Postal Service debuts a new commemorative stamp set to celebrate four American scientists. Today, I share the second in that series, Joshua Willard Gibbs. Although Joshua Willard Gibbs lived and worked mostly in the 19th century, he made it into the 20th only by a scant 3 years, he remains near and dear to my heart because I've taught and lived with his work for years. Gibbs truly revolutionized the world, although the facts of his life suggest nothing interesting. Born in New Haven, Connecticut, and died in the same place, in fact in the family home where he grew up, he never married and lived his whole life with his sister. He held only one job, a professor at Yale University, and even that he did for free for the first 9 years. Only when another university offered him a salary of $3,000 did Yale begin paying him. Gibbs studied thermodynamics, the science of how energy moves around. While at Yale, he wrote an earth-shattering paper with the cumbersome title of On the Equilibrium of Heterogeneous Substances. As a young teacher of thermodynamics, I decided to read it. I found it incomprehensible. In fact, in Gibbs' own lifetime, the paper was so confusing and so terse that it only had impact after a fellow scientist translated it into German and added commentary. In that paper, Gibbs taught the world how to think about chemical reactions. We're all familiar with them. They appear, for example, most vividly in the explosion of a firework. Before Gibbs, chemists had to use trial and error to see if chemicals would react to form something new. Here's what Gibbs did. Think for a moment of a car poised on top of a hill. Release the brake and the car naturally goes downhill until it rests in a valley. Conversely, a car at the bottom of the valley would never spontaneously go uphill unless someone stepped on the gas. Gibbs showed that chemicals behave in the same way. Either they'll react, that is, go downhill together naturally, or, figuratively speaking, they're stuck at the bottom of a valley and won't react at all. Gibbs' great genius showed chemists exactly how to calculate which reactions are poised on a hilltop and which are stuck forever in a valley. Does Gibbs deserve to be celebrated on a U.S. postage stamp? Yes. Thanks to Gibbs, chemistry serves as the central science of our modern world, as the basis of nearly every manufactured object. The plastic case of a computer, for example, comes from mixing ingredients until they react to form a solid sheet. The same, of course, is true of everything else in your house, soap, glass, butter, and cosmetics, to name just a few. Rarely has such genius been observed in the scientific world as Joshua Willard Gibbs, and even rarer does it have this impact.